Welcome back. Welcome back. Me and Mary Jane. For the first time, I got a guest with me. And he's going to be our guest host.
Not today, man.
I'm trying to talk him into being our guest host. I got my boy Reese in the building.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
I'm good with it, man.
I'm chilling. Same old shit. How you?
Yeah, trying to make it, man. Staying out the way. Staying out the way, man.
That's what it is.
Living in energy, bro.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. Now, my boy Reese, he's a jack of all trades. You know, does many things. Dog breeding happens to be one of them.
Indeed.
You know, we both have a love for dogs, all types of dogs, but specifically right now, it's pit bulls,
bullies,
exotics, you know. Me, myself, I have two XLs.
Beautiful dog.
Thank you. One blue, Frost, and one red nose, Mary Jane, of course. Frost is a boy, Mary Jane is a girl. So, you know, we're going to do some breeding eventually. And Reese has beautiful bullies as well. Beautiful dogs, man. Fucking beautiful. A little pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you got a passion for dogs, man, and you actually do your research to know what a dog is, man, it's a lot more to a dog than people believe.
Okay.
Dogs like a human, man. You know? They get on a time schedule where they eat, they sleep, you know. You got a dog with a great temperament, you know what I'm saying? Uncontrollably barking and all that. That's just, you know, that's a lack of interaction with your dog. Mm-hmm. You know, dogs need time.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, having kids is good because when I neglect the dogs, they're there.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, hey, you didn't feed the dogs. I'm like, man, look, I've been working. I got home
Hell
late. You old enough, man. Come on, man. You see, it ain't no water in the bowl. There ain't no food in there. I didn't feed them. Ask somebody. Ask something.
Man. But I'm really, you know, I'm really trying to boost it all the way over the rocks with that one, man. Been traveling coast to coast, man, trying to move these dogs and give people a feel of what I do, you know, It just ties everything together, like you said earlier. Jack of all trades.
Okay.
So I do a little t-shirt printing, you know, customized shoes, clothing, shit of that sort. So it kind of just boosts me up where I need to be, man.
All right.
You know, of course, you've been involved in the Evolution Gym. You know, I got a brother that's in the gym. So, you know, it's just always consistent movements going on.
That's what it is. That's what's up.
And it's like, as long as we staying busy and we staying focused, you'll always be out the way, man.
You dig? I feel that. You know me. I just like to kick back, you know, make a little money, smoke from time to time, you know, hang out with good people, good vibes, you know. But so just say, all right, what's the standard dog cost and what are the differences in the dogs? Because some people just see them and they're like, all right, that's a pit bull or it's a bully pit bull. But, you know, what is the significance of a name of a line or something?
Well, you know, the original pit bull, you know what I'm saying? Fastest come from a bull terrier.
Okay.
First and foremost. You know what I'm saying? The long face, you know, the canine teeth. So they was combined, you know, with a couple of dogs to create this bull terrier, which made the bully. Bully is a cross between a few breeds of dogs.
Okay.
You know, it can be a mastiff, it can be a cane corso, bulldog, you know what I mean? But the problem with the situation is when they started adjusting from a standard to an XL was they had to use a shorter dog, which is the bull terrier.
Okay.
But they wanted head mass on them now.
So that's why my dog got that big-ass head there.
Bull terriers come with a long snout.
All right.
You know, the bulldog gave them the bulkiness of the head with
that
the short
head.
Jaw.
Yeah, that blockhead.
Okay. But the only way that it's considered a bully is if they wash the bulldog down to a certain level in the gene of the dog to keep it.
But see, this is why I'm trying to get him to do his own podcast. I told him we both love dogs. I will do one with you. I just ain't as knowledgeable as you when it comes to dogs. Like, you know, I like a lot of dogs, and you know, like.
So standard, like 15 inches tall.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Roughly around 100 pounds. Nice, healthy dog.
Yeah.
You know, blockhead. That's pretty much in the gene. It's up to you know, who you breed it with, how you got your dog, you know. Some come with a shorter.
Okay, so how did you get into breeding?
As a kid, you know, it was always dogs, so it was pit bulls, bull terriers. We didn't have bullies.
All right.
We ain't see bulldogs. You know, those was the dogs niggas couldn't afford.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like,
yo, dog cost too much. So I started with those dogs just loving puppies. Okay. I just always wanted a puppy. It wasn't even really about breeding and selling at the point where I got into my passion for dogs, you know?
All right.
It was more about how many dogs can I have? Mm. I wanted my yard to be full with
full
dogs.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's funny, right? When I was a kid, my mom used to be like, you evil boy. You just go end up in the mountains with a yard full of dogs. Just you and the dogs.
That's it.
It's the only people, only thing you like in the house is the dogs. You fighting with all your brothers and sisters.
They
you love them
man.
Damn dogs.
They loyal,
I give you that, man. They loyal. All right. So, do you remember your first dog's name? I remember my first dog's name. You remember yours?
I do, man. Bloody Red, man.
Bloody Red? What
Bloody
was he?
Red,
he's
man.
A pit bull?
Pit bull. All white with red spots. He came from a red nose breed.
Okay.
It's me and my brother, rest in peace, Bolo.
Oh, rest in peace to Bolo. Yeah, it was the homie.
We had about five dogs.
Okay.
Just me and him, man. That's all we did. Every time a boy had a litter, let us get two puppies.
All right. My uncle, he came from Jamaica, and he's a hustler. He's, you know, that nigga, he'll sell you a dream wide awake. You know, like, he's that type of person. But one way or another, he got into the dog grooming business.
Mm-hmm.
That's how me and you were having that conversation about the dog I used to have with the pretty step,
okay.
How they walked. That's how I even learned about that.
Okay.
My uncle got me a poodle named Ricky. My first dog ever was a poodle named Ricky. So imagine, I'm in the middle of the projects with this pretty-ass dog. And not a miniature poodle either. Like, I'm talking like the big poodles. Like the regular, like, man, it was crazy, man. It was crazy, yo.
So I got a question for you.
All right.
Growing up in the projects, man, you know, where you live with nothing but city buildings, like miles and miles of city buildings,
mm-hmm.
No yards.
Uh-huh.
How do you raise a dog, man? Like,
oh, man, see that right there is more discipline. So that means you got to put them on a real regimen. You got to be up. At a certain time.
Right.
So if you have one dog, right? If you have one dog, you got to put him on that regimen. If you wake up at 8, that's when he gets up, goes out to the bathroom. He eats or whatever he's going to do.
Okay.
So you got to schedule a time and got to be on that. You got to be on that. There is no, oh, yo, let me let him out the back door because I don't feel like going for a walk today because it's cold.
Right.
Nah, man. You got to go. And my grandmother, she ain't allow us to have pit bulls.
Okay.
So what we did was, under the highway, the electrical boxes and stuff. You ever see those little rooms when you drive by the highways? You be driving by the highway, and in the wall right there.
Oh,
like a little overpass or something, or the highway, how it goes up. You know those
I've only
rooms?
Seen that when I went down there, though.
When you went to New York. I'm asking you that because I know you've been there in New York.
Crossing
over
that fucking tunnel.
Exactly. And you know I live in Harlem, right? I'm from Harlem, so it's right there. You know what I'm talking about when you went uptown and stuff like that, up to the 100s and stuff.
Okay.
But those little rooms are electrical rooms. So the lights that are on the highways,
controlled by those.
A lot of the power stuff is in there, but they don't get checked. Some of them aren't main rooms. There might be a main line, 50 blocks from your neighborhood, but there's rooms on every one of those overpasses on the freeway, on the underpasses.
Okay.
So we would kick them in, and if it's big enough,
that's
where we housed them.
Wow.
So when I first got into dogs, like when I got pit bulls, my friend gave me a pit bull that lost a fight. And he was like beating it up. He was like, I hate this damn dog. And I was like, nah, give me it. I love dogs. Like, I'll take it. Try to take it home. My grandma was like, get this fucking dog out of here.
Right.
I put it on the roof. Some kids took my dog. I went up there the next day. They stole him. I went back out there. They were trying to make them. They were using them for bait. So I had to go to this other project and get him back. Then when I got him back, I was walking back on the back road. And I seen this homeless dude coming out this electrical room. And it hit me. Oh, this one by where I live. Cause I live right off the highway entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Walked over there, boom. There was nobody in there.
Made it happen, huh?
Made it happen.
So, in that state, like, how would you be checking up on your dog? Like, if they seen you going in there, like, will animal people be on
well,
you? Like, what?
At night, you know, you usually go in.
Okay.
during the day, you want to go early. You know what I mean? So if I had to be to school at 8, I would be up at 6:30.
Go check.
7, go check on my dog. I take him outside just so I got time to spend time with him. Because okay. I'm not going to be with him all day. Okay. Till at least 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, till I come back and check on him again and take him out, bring him around the neighborhood with me. Because I'll go home after school. I go home real quick, show my grandmother my homework. Oh, you can go outside till 9 o'clock. I'm going back to get my dog. Now, my dog's hanging with me from here to 9. So he only missed me from the hours of 8 until 3, 4 maybe, you know, until I can get back to him. So it was a couple hours in between. And it just became like a thing to just have a dog.
Yeah.
I don't remember life like without a dog.
I've had my times, man, you know.
Well, you haven't had a dog?
Yeah, man.
Since I've known you. You've had a dog though. Like you've had dogs, like, and I don't mean just one dog. Like you've had, I remember pulling up to one of your properties, you had 8 dogs. I'm just looking at you like I'm getting out the car. Like, they're big. These ain't little dogs.
Yeah, man. That was the whole purpose of me moving from the city out there to the country living. Mm. I wanted 8 dogs. In the city, they wouldn't allow me to have more than 2. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because, truthfully, the way that I was told was breeding was not allowed without these tags and proof of breeds and all of this because of dog fighting, as you mentioned earlier, excessive breeding, people not being able to care for the animals that they breed just for $1. I don't do this shit for money. You know what I'm saying? I do it to let people know that this dog has been, you know, brutalized, bandaged, you know, it's been put down.
Yeah.
People look at a bully, a pit bull, and automatic they think violence.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sure you dealt with it, you know, in your time, and especially with Frost, you know, that boy, I watched him grow, you know.
Yeah, no, he big, man.
It's only been a couple of months, man, but that boy's head.
Yeah, man. Well,
so, again, man, my love for dogs, man, at that point then, man, when I had to move from the country back to the city, I had to do away with my dogs, man. So my daughters couldn't stand it. You know, mad. That's where the breeding came along. Okay. Man. Constantly keeping myself involved with dogs. My daughter's got 1 million dogs around the world. Like, we can actually hit probably a state and touch a farm, man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That's what's up, man. That's what
welcome arms. You know what I'm saying? Come on in, Reese. Oh man, we got something on the ground. We got something baking. You know, it's and they care for their dogs. If you see the way these yards is set up, bro, they care for their dogs with so much love, man. It's a full time job.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Because you know, as a dog lover, you know, you rarely get to hear people like speak passionately about it. They're usually speaking in defense. So it's like trying to like debunk the myths that people are putting on these animals. They're like, oh no, they're not this, they're not that. So they're not speaking, you know, their full truth. They're just like, they're great dogs, but they're speaking in defense. So it's good to hear, you know, refreshing to hear, you know, such passion. You know what I mean? That's why I want to get you on, because I'm trying to get you to do a podcast, man.
I told you.
I feel like you got a lot to offer, bro. You need to do a podcast. And, you know, before we forget, though, you know, this session has been sponsored by my drug dealer who shall remain anonymous, but always drops me the finest shit.
Without questions,
you know, I appreciate him.
You know, man, y'all looking for dogs, man? You know,
yeah, I was gonna say,
look us
people,
up, man. You know,
you
Black
at?
Label. You know what I'm saying? KC Kennels, man, out of Fort Smith. You know what I mean? We got Prima Donnas out of Fort Smith as well, man. Okay. Then we got I Am Real Deal Bullies, which is located here, man. That's us. You know what I'm saying? That's your boy, Jonathan AOB. Me. You know what I mean? I got another one coming, man. Another one coming. That's why I'm up here with you. You know what I'm saying? So we can get some more cooking, man. We got something out in Florida, man. We got Keno. Mm. You know what I mean? Oklahoma. Hey. Check them out, man. They're going to get you, man. If you want a dog with great temperament, man, health, great, immaculate, You know, papers, up to date on shots, man. Color format, plat, I'm telling you.
It was definitely, man. That's what's up. You know, we gonna do some business too, man. You know.
Don't forget, shout out to Opinion, man. Out in Thailand with Luke Skywalker, man. Look it up.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. That's why you got to get this podcast going. You got, like, so much going on and so many connections. And so much of your team and y'all are making so much moves, man. I feel like this it could only help your brand and what you're trying to do if you can reach out to more people. And you know me, man. I'll help it with you. I'm trying to get you on, man.
Facts, man.
Fucking honorary co-host. Me and Mary Jane, I like.
We'll talk about it, man. We're going to talk about it.
But nah, man, I appreciate having you, man. Thanks, bro.
I appreciate you having me, man.
My dude. Sure. Yo, y'all already know. Me and Mary Jane. Keep smoking, man. That's Reese. Look him up. Y'all have a good one. I don't remember life like without a dog.
I've had my times, man. You know.
Well, you haven't had a dog.
Yeah, man.
Since I've known you, you've had a dog though. Like you've had dogs, like, and I don't mean just one dog. Like you've had. I remember pulling up to one of your properties. You had 8 dogs. I'm just looking at you. Like I'm getting out the car. Like they're big. These ain't little dogs.
Yeah, man. That, you know, that was the whole purpose of me moving from the city out there to the country living. Mm. I wanted 8 dogs. In the city, they wouldn't allow me to have more than 2. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because, truthfully, the way that I was told was breeding was not allowed without these tags and proof of breeds and all of this because of dog fighting, as you mentioned earlier, excessive breeding, people not being able to care for the animals that they breed just for $1. I don't do this shit for money. You know what I'm saying? I do it to let people know that this dog has been, you know, brutalized, bandaged, you know, it's been put down.
Yeah.
People look at a bully, a pit bull, and automatic they think violence.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sure you dealt with it, you know, in your time, and especially with Frost, you know, that boy, I watched him grow, you know.
Yeah, no, he big, man.
It's only been a couple of months, man, but that boy's head.
Yeah, man. Well,
so, again, man, my love for dogs, man, at that point then, man, when I had to move from the country back to the city, I had to do away with my dogs, man. So, my daughters couldn't stand it. You know, mad. That's where the breeding came along.
Okay.
Man. Constantly keeping myself involved with dogs. My daughter's got 1 million dogs around the world. Like, we can actually hit probably a state and touch a farm, man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That's what's up, man. That's what
welcome arms. You know what I'm saying? Come on in, Reese. Oh, man, we got something on the ground. We got something baking. You know, it's and they care for their dogs. If you see the way these yards is set up, bro, they care for their dogs with so much love, man. It's a full-time job.
Well, man, I appreciate that, man, because, you know, as a dog lover, you know, you rarely get to hear people, like, speak passionately about it. They're usually speaking in defense, so it's, like, trying to, like, debunk the myths that people are putting on these animals. They're like, oh, no, they're not this, they're not that. So they're not speaking, you know, their full truth. They're just, like, they're great dogs, but they're speaking in defense, so it's good to hear, you know, refreshing to hear, you know, such passion. You know what I mean? That's why I want to get you on, because I'm trying to get you to do a podcast, man.
I told you.
I feel like you got a lot to offer, bro. You need to do a podcast. And, you know, before we forget, though, you know, this session has been sponsored by my drug dealer, who, Shower Man Anonymous, but always drops me the finest shit.
Without question.
Without questions. You know, I appreciate him.
You know, man, y'all looking for dogs, man, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say,
look us up, man, you know, Black Label, you know what I'm saying, KC Kennels, man, out of Fort Smith, you know what I mean? We got Prima Donnas out of Fort Smith as well, man.
Okay.
Then we got I Am Real Deal Bullies, which is located here, man. That's us, you know what I'm saying? That's your boy, Jonathan AOB, me, you know what I mean? I got another one coming, man. Another one coming, that's why I'm up here with you. You know what I'm saying? So we can get some more cooking, man. We got something out in Florida, man. We got Keno.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Oklahoma. hey, check them out, man. They're going to get you, man. If you want a dog with great temperament, man, health, great, immaculate, you know, papers, up to date on shots, man, color format, plat, I'm telling you.
It was definitely, man. That's what's up. You know, we're going to do some business too, man. Telling you, man. You know.
Don't forget, shout out to Opinion, man, out in Thailand. With Luke Skywalker, man. Look it up.
See, man. That's what I'm saying, man. That's why you got to get this podcast going. You got, like, so much going on and so many connections. And so much of your team and y'all are making so much moves, man. I feel like this it could only help your brand and what you're trying to do if you can reach out to more people. Man. And you know me, man. I'll help it with you. I'm trying to get you on, man.
Facts, man.
Fucking honorary co-host, me and Mary Jane. I like.
We'll talk about it, man. We're going to talk about it.
But nah, man, I appreciate having you, man. Thanks, bro.
Appreciate you having me, man.
My dude. Yo, y'all already know. Me and Mary Jane. Keep smoking, man. That's Reese. Look him up. Y'all have a good one. Love them damn dog.
I
give you that, man. They loyal. All right. So, do you remember your first dog's name? I remember my first dog's name. You remember yours?
I do, man. Bloody Red, man.
Bloody Red? What
Bloody
was
Red,
he?
Man.
He's a pit bull?
Pit bull. All white with red spots. He came from a red-nosed breed.
Okay.
It's me and my brother, rest in peace, Bolo.
Oh, rest in peace to Bolo, yeah. It was the homie.
We had about five dogs. Okay. Just me and him, man. That's all we did. Every time a boy had a litter, let us get two puppies.
All right. My uncle, he came from Jamaica, and he's a hustler. He's, you know, that nigga, he'll sell you a dream wide awake. You know, like, he's that type of person. But one way or another, he got into the dog grooming business.
Mm-hmm.
That's how me and you were having that conversation about the dog I used to have with the pretty step,
okay.
How they walked. That's how I even learned about that.
Okay.
My uncle got me a poodle named Ricky. My first dog ever was a poodle named Ricky. So imagine, I'm in the middle of the projects with this pretty-ass dog. And not a miniature poodle either. Like, I'm talking like the big poodles. Like the regular, like, man, it was crazy, man. It was crazy, huh?
So I got a question for you.
All right.
Growing up in the projects, man, you know, where you live with nothing but city buildings, like miles and miles of city buildings,
mm-hmm.
No yards.
Uh-huh.
How do you raise a dog, man? Like,
oh, man, see that right there is more discipline. So that means you got to put them on a real regimen. You got to be up. At a certain time.
Right.
So if you have one dog, right? If you have one dog, you got to put him on that regimen. If you wake up at 8, that's when he gets up, goes out to the bathroom. He eats or whatever he's going to do.
Okay.
So you got to schedule a time and got to be on that. You got to be on that. There is no, oh, yo, let me let him out the back door because I don't feel like going for a walk today because it's cold.
Right.
Nah, man. You got to go. And my grandmother, she ain't allow us to have pit bulls. Okay. So what we did was, under the highway, the electrical boxes and stuff. You ever see those little rooms when you drive by the highways? You be driving by the highway and in the wall right there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A little overpass or something. Or the highway, how it goes up. You know those
I've
little rooms?
I've only seen that when I went down there.
When you went to New York. You see, I'm asking you that because I know you've been there in New York.
Crossing
over
that fucking tunnel.
Exactly. And you know I live in Harlem, right? I'm from Harlem, so it's right there. You know what I'm talking about when you went uptown and stuff like that, up to the 100s and stuff.
Okay.
But those little rooms are electrical rooms. So the lights that are on the highways,
controlled by those.
There a lot of the power stuff is in there, but they don't get checked. Some of them aren't main rooms. There might be a main line, 50 blocks from your neighborhood, but there's rooms on every one of those overpasses on the freeway, on the underpasses.
Okay.
So we would kick them in, and if it's big enough, that's where we housed them.
Wow.
So when I. You know, when I first got into dogs, like when I got pit bulls, my friend gave me a pit bull that lost a fight. And he was like beating it up. He was like, I hate this damn dog. And I was like, nah, give me it. I love dogs. Like, I'll take it. Try to take it home. My grandma was like, get this fucking dog out of here.
Right.
I put it on the roof. Some kids took my dog. I went up there the next day. They stole him. I went back out there. They were trying to make him. They were using him for bait. So I had to go to this other project and get him back. Then when I got him back, I was walking back on the back road. And I seen this homeless dude coming out this electrical room. And it hit me. Oh, there's one by where I live. I live right off the highway entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Walked over there, boom. There was nobody in there.
Made it happen, huh?
Made it happen.
So, in that state, like, how would you be checking up on your dog? Like, if they seen you going in there, like, will animal people be on you? Like,
what? At night, you know, you usually go in.
Okay.
During the day, you want to go early. You know what I mean? So if I had to be to school at 8, I would be up at 6:30.
Go check.
7, go check on my dog. I take him outside just so I got time to spend time with him. Because I'm not going to be with him all day.
Okay.
Till at least 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, till I come back and check on him again and take him out, bring him around the neighborhood with me. Because I'll go home after school. I go home real quick, show my grandmother my homework. Or you can go outside till 9 o'clock. I'm going back to get my dog. Now my dog's hanging with me from here to 9. So he only missed me from the hours of 8 until 3, 4 maybe, you know, until I can get back to him. So there's a couple hours in between. And it just became like a thing to just have a dog.
Yeah.
Welcome back to me and Mary Jane. For the first time, I got a guest with me. And he's going to be our guest host.
Not today, man.
I'm trying to talk him into being our guest host. I got my boy Reese in the building. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
What's good with it, man?
I'm chilling. Same old shit. How you?
Yeah, trying to make it, man. Staying out the way, man.
That's what it is.
Living in energy, bro.
Happy to have you. Now, my boy Reese, he's a jack of all trades. You know, does many things. Dog breeding happens to be one of them.
Indeed.
You know, we both have a love for dogs. All types of dogs, but specifically right now, it's pit bulls,
bullies,
exotics, you know. Me, myself, I have 2 XLs.
Beautiful dog, man.
Thank you. 1 blue Frost and 1 red nose Mary Jane, of course. Frost is a boy, Mary Jane is a girl. So, you know, we're going to do some breeding eventually. And Reese has beautiful bullies as well. Beautiful dogs, man. Fucking beautiful. A little pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, when you got a passion for dogs, man, and you actually do your research to know what a dog is, man, it's a lot more to a dog than people believe.
Okay.
Dogs like a human, man. You know? They get on a time schedule where they eat, they sleep, you know. You got a dog with a great temperament. You know what I'm saying? Uncontrollably barking and all that. That's just, you know, that's a lack of interaction with your dog. You know, dogs need time.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, having kids is good because when I neglect the dogs, they're there.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, hey, you didn't feed the dogs. I'm like, man, look, I've been working. I got home late. Like, you old enough, man. Come on, man. You see, it ain't no water in the bowl. Ain't no food in there. I didn't feed him. Ask somebody. Ask something.
Man. But I'm really, you know, I'm really trying to boost it all the way over the rocks with that one, man. Been traveling coast to coast, man, trying to move these dogs and give people a feel of what I do, you know. It just ties everything together, like you said earlier. Jack of all trades.
Okay.
So I do a little t-shirt printing, you know, customized shoes, clothing, shit of that sort. So it kind of just boosts me up where I need to be, man.
All right.
You know, of course, you've been involved in the Evolution Gym. You know, I got a brother that's in the gym. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just always consistent movements going on.
That's
man.
What it is. That's what's up.
It's like as long as we staying busy and we staying focused, you'll always be out the way, man.
You dig? I feel that. You know me. I just like to kick back, you know, make a little money, smoke from time to time, you know, hang out with good people, good vibes, you know. But so just say, all right, what's the standard dog cost and what are the differences in the dogs? Because some people just see them and they're like, all right, that's a pit bull or it's a bully pit bull. But, you know, what is the significance of a name of a line or something?
Well, you know, the original pit bull. You know what I'm saying? Fastest come from a bull terrier.
Okay.
First and foremost. You know what I'm saying? The long face, you know, the canine teeth. So they was combined, you know, with a couple of dogs to create this bull terrier, which made the bully. Bully is a cross between a few breeds of dogs.
Okay.
You know, it can be a mastiff, it can be a cane corso, bulldog, You know what I mean? But the problem with the situation is when they started adjusting from a standard to an XL, was they had to use a shorter dog, which is the Bull Terrier.
Okay.
But they wanted head mass on them now.
So that's why my dog got that big-ass head there.
Bull Terriers come with a long snout.
All right.
You know, the Bulldog gave them the bulkiness of the head with the short jaw.
Yeah, that blockhead.
Okay. But the only way that it's considered a bully is if they wash the Bulldog down to a certain level in the gene of the dog to keep it.
But see, this is why I'm trying to get him to do his own podcast. I told him we both love dogs. I will do one with you. I just ain't as knowledgeable as you when it come to these dogs. Like, you know, I like a lot of dogs, and you know, like.
So Statter like 15 inches tall.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Roughly around 100 pounds. Nice, healthy dog.
Yeah.
You know, blockhead. That's pretty much in the gene. It's up to, you know, who you breed it with, how you got your dog, you know. Some come with a shorter.
Okay, so how did you get into breeding?
As a kid, you know, it was always dogs, so it was pit bulls, bull terriers. We didn't have bullies.
All right.
We ain't see bulldogs. You know, those was the dogs niggas couldn't afford.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Dog cost too much. So I started with those dogs just loving puppies. Okay. I just always wanted a puppy. It wasn't even really about breeding and selling at the point where I got into my passion for dogs, you know?
All right.
It was more about how many dogs can I have?
Mm.
I wanted my yard to be full with
full
dogs.
You
know what I mean?
Like, yo, it's funny, right? When I was a kid, my mom used to be like, you evil boy. You just go end up in the mountains with a yard full of dogs. Just you and the dogs.
That's it.
It's the only thing you like in the house is the dogs. You fighting with all your brothers and sisters.
They
you
love